The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the member you are listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What we want to do tonight, inshallah, some of the verses of the Quran that the Imams, or not Imams, but Imam Hussein in particular, would use to answer people. So that we get this idea of, oh, this was a culture with the Imams, and even with our scholars, till today, that they will inject, whenever they can, and wherever in their speech they can, they will inject verses of the Quran. Through using verses of the Quran, he can get to the parts of these people. And of course, their hearts are stone. فَتَبَّلْ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تُرِيدُونَ He curses what they're after. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ And so on, he says. On the battlefield, after the battle ensues, every shaheed that would fall, the imam would go next to their body, he would recite Qur'an again. What would he recite? That very, very famous verse. Think about it. In those last moments of your life, to have Imam Hussein next to you, reciting Qur'an for you. Huh. In other words, in the last moments of your life, the thaqalain are next to you. And not just, I have the book of God next to me and an imam next to me. The imam is reciting the Qur'an. From Qur'an in Natiq is coming out Al-Qur'an As-Samit. What more can you ask? Well, they made the sacrifice to deserve this. But inshallah, even us on our deathbeds, yeah, or whenever, however Allah decides to take us, yes, the hadiths tell us that the Ahlul Bayt will come to this person. This person might be upset that they have to leave, but then when they look around, the hadith says that they see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they see Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, or they'll see the angels, everything will be so nice, and they'll say, are you ready now? I'm ready, let's go. But this requires a lifetime, inshallah, of servitude, a lifetime of taqwa and obedience. Inshallah. So what's the verse that he would recite? Surah Ahzab, verse 23, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا The Imam isn't just reciting like a Surah Yasin for a mayyit here. He is acknowledging, through this verse you did what you were supposed to do. You lived up to that oath, that covenant that you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does the verse say in English? It says, there are among the believers, many, think about it, brothers and sisters. You are lying on the plains of Karbala as blood is leaving your body. Imam Hussein is talking to you like this, as if, I hate to say it like this, as if he's looking up to you because you did it before him even. Taking pride in you. These shuhada, there's a reason why on the day of judgment, everyone will be jealous of them. Not jealous, envious of them. I don't know whatever word to use. They will look up to the rank of these shuhada. It is no joke when Imam Ali says that these are ushaq. That this ishq word, you don't find it in the hadith so much. You don't find it in the Quran at all. Because it has a little bit of a negative connotation to it. Ishq versus hubb and stuff. But look, man, sometimes that love is so passionate. Imam Ali uses the word ushaq. For who? For the shahada of Karbala. That's how much they're in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright, so it says here that the verse says, there are among the believers many men who have been true to the covenant they made with Allah. Of them, some have submitted their souls in martyrdom. And there are some who are waiting to join their brothers in paradise. Imam Hussein is saying, I'm waiting to join you. Give it a little bit of time, I'll be with you. And they have not in the least changed their mind about their covenant. Those who are left behind that didn't quote unquote make it, either short term or long term. Yes, they have not there changed their mind. They still have that focus that I will leave this dunya the way Allah wants me to. So this is the verse they say that Imam Hussein would recite. He could have said, I love you, I will be there for you, I will do shafa'ah for you, yawm al-qiyamah. But there's a nur in Quran when you speak with Quran. Finally, two more verses that Imam Hussein recites after his shahada that we've all heard. It says here, لَمَّا أَصْبَحَ عُبَيْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ زِيَادٍ. The next morning, after they had brought the heads to Kufa, the prisoners to Kufa, in the morning, Ubaydullah, what he did was, بَعَثَ بِرَأْسِ الْحُسَيْنِ فَدِّيرَ بِهِ فِي سِكَكِ الْكُوفَةِ. He sent out the head of Hussein alayhi salam, and they were taking this around in the streets of Kufa. كُلِّهَا, all of the streets of Kufa. وَقَبَائِلِهَا, all the tribes and clans that were in Kufa. Everyone has to see this head. And so it says that Zayd bin Arqam, that famous companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he says, مُرَّ بِهِ عَلَيَّ, that the head also passed by me, وَهُوَ عَلَى رُمْحٍ, on a spear. I was in a room, and so as it passed, سَمِعْتُهُ يَقْرَأ, I heard this head reciting, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. That do you think that the story of Ashabul Kahf is a wondrous sign of God out of his signs? In other words, if you think that that was a great sign of Allah, then this Abu Abdullah al-Hussein is higher than that, is more wondrous than that. And so some of the scholars have spoken about what could this head have meant by this verse of the Quran. That it's saying, look, if they were there for 309 years, and you think that was a miracle, this is something else. They've explained, I have two things here, there must be more. It says, look, they were a youth, they had belief in their Lord. The Quran says this, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا. They believed in their Lord. What did they do? They said, we're not going to give in to this tyrant ruler that is forcing us to denounce our faith. We're going to leave. Where are you going to go? I don't know. We're going to go somewhere and hide till we see what happens. And so they went and hid. Lo and behold, 309 years have passed. They went to the cave. Allah took care of them. But have you ever seen a head on the spears belonging to the son of the daughter of the greatest of all creation? He was also a person who believed in his Lord, but he gave everything in that path as well. Number one. Another explanation. It says that, and this is something that we see now, 1400 years later, of course, that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, what happened after he died? What happened after his shahada? And what happened after those Ashabul Kahf died? Well, the Quran tells us what happens after they die. It says that the people argued, they said, what should we do? Let's build a monument over them. Some said, لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا. We will build a masjid here over them. You get where I'm going right now, right? You get where I'm going? They built a masjid over them so that they can be revered and their memory can live on as a beacon of Tawheed. SubhanAllah. We don't know where their grave is now. But look at the haram of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. A beacon of light that blinds, if you look at it. It blinds. The nur of the haram of Imam Hussein. Look at how it's happening now. Yes, there will be some criticism as well in regards to people going right now in those big masses. But all in all, the point I'm trying to make here is, wow, who can do such a thing? Who can pull something like this off? 1400 years later, now, okay, 14 days later, if something big happens, you know, when someone dies, something happens, people go, they put flowers there and all of that. 1400 years later, it gets even bigger and bigger. Are you kidding me? This is a mu'jiza. أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ 309 years? Oh, we're talking 1400 years and counting. And that's one verse they say that Imam Hussein recited from atop the spheres. And there's another verse that we always recite after our Masa'ib. They say that this is also one that Imam Hussein recited. What is that verse? That he said, وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّمٌ قَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. If I left Medina and I said, رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, and eventually those ظَالِمِينَ did the ظُلْم that they wanted to me, here I'm saying, وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّمٌ قَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. Those who did ظُلْم shall see what will happen to them, where they're going to end up. SubhanAllah. So this is Imam Hussein and the Qur'an. Just a little touch. I mean, we just scratched the surface. God knows how much the Imams would refer and cite the Qur'an.
I swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.